intro. Before we begin this episode, I want to give a shout out to our Patreons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfams, especially our patrons on the BBF BFFs tier, which are Christian G, Evelyn P, and Cassandra G. Y'all are amazing for continuing to support this podcast and really helping us like revitalize it and everything. So shout out to patrons helping us do this work. If you also want to help support us, you can look at the link in the description or again go to patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. All right, let's start the show. Hello, hello, hello. I am one of your hosts, Ruben, coming to you all the way from Portland, Oregon.
And this is Cassandra coming to you from El Paso, Texas.
And yeah, it was just recently hot here, and now today we are back to the 70s. So that's annoying, but hopefully summer does not leave us before I get a good tan because I miss being tanned. Yeah.
How hot was it?
It was 97 last week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
And it
that's my shit. I was in the fucking lake just getting burned. It was fantastic. I love the heat. Yeah, I mean, I think 102 and above is a little excessive, but until we get there, it's pretty all right. Yeah. How about you? What's like your heat limit?
that I my heat limit,
Yeah.
oh, I don't know what the fuck, I don't know, let's see, today it hasn't been that hot over here. Today's 87, so I don't know, we go up into the hundreds. I don't know what my heat limit, whatever the fuck Arizona is, whenever I'm there, that's my heat limit.
Oh my God. I don't know why it just came to my mind. The CEO and the HR person who got caught at the Coldplay concert having an affair. Did you hear about that?
Everybody heard about that.
That is like, how did that become such huge news? And like, how do, yeah, it's wild what blows up in this day and age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I feel like cheating shouldn't affect your professional life. I'm sorry. I'm not
No.
trying to defend the CEO. I'm just like, it's not that serious.
Yeah. I think it's because they were giving whatever company that was a bad image, but
Of course.
I don't even know
Yeah.
what company it is. Like you couldn't pay me to know what company it was. Because that was white people problems, but it's like it was so such a big story for like the last week.
I mean, it's kind of funny. It's funny.
Yeah.
But like, let's calm down.
More important matters at
But
hand.
yeah, they fired him. So like I said, I don't feel bad. He's got money. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
But I am also like, okay, let's relax.
Yeah, doing
Those are
too
two
much.
separate issues right now, like your personal life and your work life. Like,
Yeah.
it's messy, but I don't think you should be fired over having an affair.
Okay, you heard it here first. That's the official Bitter Brown Femme stance. You shouldn't be fired for having an affair. Oh my God. Oh my God. I just remembered something. That is kind of similar, but it is a little too personal and cheesemate, but yeah. I might have, no, I definitely hooked up with somebody's partner, and then I didn't
Oh
know
my God.
his partner worked where I worked at the time. Yes. They were single on Grindr, so whatever.
That's not your fault.
No, but I ended it when I found when I went to this house and I was like, oh shit, I know that guy.
Like in photos?
Yes.
Wow,
I
that's
know.
wild.
Yeah. But you know what else is wild is AOC claiming that she didn't vote to arm Israel this last round of votes. And on some technicality, it is true that she didn't technically vote to give Israel bombs. She did, however, vote to ensure funding for them to fortalize, like, their Iron Dome, which, if you're not familiar, the Iron Dome is like this, like, shield thing that Israel props up whenever they're being attacked, to, like, protect them from bombs and rockets or whatever. So, the way one writer put it, I forget her name, Caitlin Johnstone, put it, it's disingenuous for AOC to be like, I didn't fund to give them weapons. I fund them. I voted to for them to protect themselves. That's like saying, like, I didn't arm the school shooter. I just gave him a bulletproof vest so that he could protect himself when he gets shot at. Right. So I was talking to somebody recently about, like, why does it matter? Like, why does it matter what AOC does? Like, why are we critical of her, Cassandra?
Why are we critical of AOC?
Yeah.
Oh, because she's just a poser. I think she's just, I don't know what another word for her. She's like a fraud, parading around as a radical. And that's how I feel like she always is, but like it gets worse. I mean, it's worse. I think now it's just harder for her to hide like the things that she does. You know what I mean? She came on the scene as, wasn't she a democratic socialist?
Yeah, that's how she came into the business, to the
Like
scene.
radical young person. And then over the years, she's just shown her whole ass. But like, she says one thing but does another. Like all politicians, but like I said, with her parading around like she's a radical, like a Democratic socialist, whatever the fuck she wants to call herself. It's just like all theatrics with her. Like I think of like that photo op that she did
Oh,
at the detention center
yeah.
where she's like crying outside the fence and then she goes and like votes to fund ICE. Like those are two things that she'll do. So she'll, like I said, like she'll put on a show and do one thing. What is it? Remember when she went to the gala? The
Yes, tax the
gala
rich.
address at Tax the Rich. And it's like just so performative where you're like, girl, what are you doing?
Yeah. And the same writer, Caitlin Johnston, also wrote that, like, it's important for us to, like, criticize, like, AOC when she does shit like this, because, she, like you said, she claims she's a democratic socialist, and her job in the government is to push, like, left, right? Not to, like, bow down to, the centrists or, the right wingers. 'Cause it's, like, shameful that fucking Marjorie Taylor Greene, out of all people, voted against this bill that funded, that gave more money to Israel. And only four other Democrats, including Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, were the only ones to vote against this bill. Four Democrats and two Republicans, one of those Republicans being Marjorie Taylor Greene. And so, when we don't criticize, like, what our supposed, like, leftist representation is doing in, like, this major stage, like, it gives the message that we're okay with her centrism, right? And so she gets to say that her actions, which have been harmful, are representative of this more progressive movement, when that's not the case, right? And furthermore, I think that, like, she is being poised to be, like a Barack Obama type of person, and she'll be, like, able to, like, run for president soon. So I'm afraid that if folks don't say that, like, if folks say we didn't push back now, like, they're not gonna accept when we push back later when she gets more power, right? It's kind of where I am with her. And at the beginning, like you said, like, she was, like, pr supposed to be, like, she was trying to represent, like, progressive people of color. And a part of it also scares me with the whole Mamdani mayoral thing. It's like he's also presenting as like someone super progressive. But what happens when he doesn't make good on that promise? Yeah, scared of that too.
That's what happens.
Yeah, I mean,
Either like you were fraud from the beginning, or like you, like I said, people get a hold of power and they're gone.
I mean, that's if he even gets power, like with Zoran Mandani, for example, because the Democrats are not falling in line and not supporting him immediately, even though it supposedly is vote blue no matter who. But Andrew Cuomo's back in the race running as an independent. Like, can you imagine if, during Bernie Sanders's time when he, like, when they fucked him over and he, can you imagine what would happen if he ran as an independent? Like, what kind of shit he would get? But with establishment Dems, like, it's okay for them to fuck over the party pick because he is progressive.
Yep, exactly.
And so yeah, that's happening in New York. So the election, like New Yorkers, like stay awake. Like shit is still up in the air, and the Dems are gonna try to steal this damn election again. And likely on behalf of AIPAC, who is one of Andrew Cuomo's biggest like supporters. And if you don't know who AIPAC is, they're like a Zionist organization that essentially like buys seats in government. Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, the floods in Texas have, not been as prevalent in the news as I think they should be, even though, a bunch of people died and three people are still missing. Has San Antonio, it's you said if it's outside of San Antonio or outside of Austin?
It's like 2 hours outside of Austin. So it's like a county.
Okay.
Kirk County, so it makes up of like obviously like different places, but yeah, they're down to three missing people. So like this all happened 4th of July weekend. So it's been like what, 2 weeks, I want to say. And so far, like the death toll is 135, and this is from
Oh my God.
like a report that came out yesterday, and they're still looking for three more people. So they were like missing 100, and like they've now it's only three, which is good, obviously, that they've been able to find these people. But I know that happened like 2 weeks ago, but when all that was happening, like people, per usual, were just showing their whole ass in regards to the South and what they always say every time there's like a tragedy here, which is like just so annoying. I know there was like a, I want to say she was a pediatrician that got fired for like making some comment, I think, like on Facebook that are very similar to what a lot of liberals say. And it's like, oh, they deserve it. Or like this is what they voted for. This person in particular was like, I hope they find all the non-MAGA people. Whatever, she got fired. But it's like a sentiment that we see all the time, every time like a f natural disaster happens in Texas or anywhere in the South, and it's like, oh, who cares? That's what they voted for. It's so funny. People are dying and people like laugh about it, and it's just like not surprising, especially being from Texas and seeing this all the time. But yeah, no, there's like 30 children that died, and the fact that people just focused on making it who their parents voted for is wild and so insensitive and disrespectful. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's a lack of sympathy across party lines, despite liberals like always presenting themselves as like the good guys, right? Yeah, I think about that. I think about how often like people need to be reminded of like gerrymandering and redlining and all that type of shit that keeps like the South's conservative, right? Like, if we're just going off like electoral politics, like a lot of people are not able to vote by design, right? Or they're splintered in such a way that the progressive votes are drowned out in conservative areas and things like that. Like, but even if we like leave politics out of this, like these are people. Like, you should care because they're human. Unless you're fucking, what's his name?
Ted Cruz.
J Oh yeah, Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz once again out of town, out in vacationing while his state is in turmoil. Something about seeing his people suffer really triggers him to go on vacations. Yeah. I also think about that boxer dude who I think his name is like Junior Cesar Chavez, who Julio Cesar Chavez Junior, who was arrested by ICE agents recently, even though he was like a big Trump supporter. If you go through his pages, he's like following like everybody who's even like tangentially involved with the Trump family. But apparently, like, he is wanted for like crimes in Mexico because he's tied to the mob or something. So that's interesting. And I think I can say is funny because it's like a one billionaire person, not like, a whole community of people who are fucked over by nature. Yeah. Yeah. And with that, somebody else that I think I am trying to find sympathy for, and I think she really does deserve sympathy, is like the former CEO of Twitter, Linda Yaccarino, who recently quit her job as CEO for the last 2 years, because Grok, which is like the AI tool that is used on Twitter, began sexually harassing her on Twitter. This after a day where Elon mentioned that he made the Grok, the AI tool, less woke, and it spent the day slowly like deteriorating into like an AI tool that would just randomly like incorporate Hitler into its answers, ending the day by making like elaborate like sexually abusive comments at the former CEO of Twitter. So I want to like sympathize with her, and I'm also like thinking like, but you oversaw this fucking tool, this fucking site for the last 2 years, and you didn't think like, hey, this Nazi shit is like getting out of control. I don't know.
Exactly. Until it affected her.
Yeah.
Oh, because Twitter's fucking wild now. I mean, it always kind of what, it's online, whatever, but obviously now it's just the shit I see on there is wild. That's
So,
allowed on there, I should say.
yeah, it's the Wild West of the internet right now. And like AI is already affecting communities. Like it creates a bunch of pollution for folks, and like I think the site, the social media site, is called like Building Better Unions or something like that. But they showed like a little mini documentary about like the pollution that cities surrounding those AI places, because all this stuff doesn't just exist out of thin air. Like it needs computers to process, and supercomputers require like deheating because they process so much fucking information. And it's not only messing up people's like air, but it's also fucking up people's water over there. Like it's made it hard for certain towns that are near these like AI processing places to access clean water because those computers are overusing it. So we shouldn't be fucking using this shit. But now, after all this, after Grok sexually assaults, harasses the CEO, and after it spends like a day praising Hitler, the Department of Defense, the U.S. Department of Defense, will reportedly start using Grok in their communications and shit. So, what do you think it says about a government that's like employing an AI tool that sexually harasses people and praises Hitler?
No, it's scary, actually. It's like very, the things that they can do with that scares me. Like
Yeah.
framing people.
Yeah.
Just for starters, for starters, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole deepfake stuff is terrifying. It's terrifying how also like I don't know if you have like maybe I don't know what to call it, like common folk friends or family who are just like regular people on the internet who don't know any better, how like it easily it tricks them.
The Facebook crowd.
Yeah, the Facebook crowd. My sister kept sending me shit and I'm like, you realize this is AI, right? And she's like in her 40s or whatever, but and is just like a basic Facebook mom. But I'm just like, hey, you need to stop sending me this shit.
Yeah.
And she couldn't process something. I think she shared like some celebrity news with me recently too. And I'm like, this is not real, Alma. Like, it's really fucking tricking people. And it's freaking scary.
Well, to be honest, a lot of people were being tricked on Facebook before AI. So now,
Come for them.
now it's, those like, I don't even know, like those quotes that's like, I don't even know how to. It's like the most millennial, cringiest quote, and it's like being credited to like Samuel L. Jackson, and you're like, Samuel Jackson never said this about the haters or about your relationship.
Oh my
Abraham
God.
Lincoln never said this about your three-way, like stuff like that. So it's funny. So now AI is out and it's these people were struggling before with the truth.
Girl,
So
open up the schools.
social media school.
Girl.
Or
Oh my God. Yeah, social. You mean iPad? You mean Cocomelon? Oh my God. I recently spent some time in LA with my family, and I'm like, you are not gonna fucking watch Cocomelon while I'm here. And I spent the day just, playing with my nieces and nephews, like, and not allowing them near the iPad for like a day, at least. Because sometimes that shit shows them weird stuff too. So, like, I don't know. Like, even the kid-friendly YouTubes and shit. So, I don't like them being on that too much. But with AI, like, when it comes to like the Department of Defense, like, we have to remember that like Israel's already using AI. Like, it's using AI to like detect people, to detect movement and shit like that. And so the fact that our own government is employing it, like this tool that's already proven to share the biases of its creator, it should scare people. Especially as we're looking at a revamped ICE program that just got a bunch of funding, a police forces that keep getting funded, overfunded. This tool is going to be used for evil, essentially.
Yep.
But with that said, did you want to add anything else?
No, not today.
All right. So, what was something that made you less bitter recently?
Ooh. Celebrating my child's birthday, I
Aww.
think. Yeah. And just a bunch of little things here and there leading up to their birthday. So,
They're almost a teenager.
stop. No, I know. I know, it was like the last birthday before that, so
Did you cry a shit ton?
I didn't actually.
Oh
I did
no.
not. Not this year. I
You're
did
ready
not.
for them to be a teenager, right?
Stop. I still have a whole nother year. That's so wild to think about. Let's not think about that. But yes, that made me less bitter. We went on like a hike. He really likes hot. I don't, there's like, he just likes weird. I guess it's not weird, but just like, there's like this A at the top of
Oh, yeah,
this mountain,
tell
you know, like
me.
the letters and stuff like
Yeah.
that. Like in Juarez or here in Las Cruces. And he just like wants to touch it, like climb the mountain and touch these letters. So that's what we do. And that, some of those hikes are really hard. But I managed to do it. He's a lot faster than me, but I was struggling. I was breathing really hard,
Aw,
but I
damn.
we managed. I managed. I mean, he was just he. I don't think he struggled with that, but I was struggling. But we did it, and he got to touch the A, and he was very, very happy. So it made my whole week.
Damn, he's whooping your ass and hiking. Don't you do that
Yes.
fucking, don't you do CrossFit and shit, girl?
Wow. Okay. First of all, okay. Why am I being called out like this?
Because you always be like, I have to go to the gym.
Okay. Still, I was still struggling on a hike. Jeez.
My God. Let's see. What's made me less bitter? The heat, it's been so hot. Yeah, I like that. So, and getting tanned, hopefully. Kind of got sunburned the other day, but that's a welcome. I just feel like I get really pale. I mean, right now you can't see it here, but I get really pale here in the winter, so it's nice when I have my good coloring back. Yeah.
Well, I feel like you're mostly, wouldn't you be pale mostly year round over there? There's not a lot
Yeah.
of sun.
Yeah, I have to. That's why I have to enjoy right now and like be out there and soak up.
Yeah, take advantage.
Yeah, so that it can last me a little longer. Because, yeah, come March, I'm like essentially Caucasian.
Tragic.
Yeah, and that's it for us. Thank you guys for joining us, and
We'll see you next
we
time.
will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. Before we leave, I do want to give a shout out to our I Know Her level patrons, which are Fernando, Selena, P, Miranda E, Ronnie L, and Bianca. Thank you guys for your support, and support us out on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. The link is in the description. Bye.